From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi, Kenya, Saturday at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said the two countries have effectively worked together in combating al-Shabaab.
Kenya is working with Ethiopia and with the United States and others to further degrade al-Shabaab's space of operations inside of Somalia.
Mr. Kenyatta said his country and the United States need to work much closer together to help stabilize Somalia and to help its government reduce the area controlled by al-Shabaab. Asked about gay rights in Kenya, Mr. Obama said he believes that government should treat people equally, regardless of their sexual preference.
I believe in the principle of treating people equally under the law, and that they are deserving of equal protection under the law, and that the state should not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation.
Mr. Obama will speak at a rally in Nairobi on Sunday. He will then travel to Ethiopia for meetings with that country's president and prime minister. The armed wing of the separatist Kurdistan Workers' Party, that is, says it considers the three-year-long ceasefire agreement with Ankara to be over. The PKK's military command blamed the end of the ceasefire on Ankara and accused the Turkish state and army of having unilaterally terminated the agreement with its Friday bombing raids on the separatist group's training camps and bases straddling the border with Iraq. Turkey launched a second day of airstrikes Saturday on Islamic State militant targets in Syria. This is VOA News. Tunisia's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists. However, critics fear the new legislation might endanger the North African nation's hard-won freedoms. Last month, a gunman killed 38 tourists, most of them British, in the Tunisian seaside city of Sousse. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists and a policeman at Tunis's Bardo Museum. The Islamic State jihadist group claimed credit for both attacks. Human Rights Watch has criticized the Tunisian bill, saying it would open the way to prosecuting political dissent as terrorism, give judges overly broad powers, and curtail lawyers' ability to provide an effective defense. The Saudi-led coalition has said it will begin a five-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen. The pause in military operations came at the request of exiled President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, according to a statement by the Saudi state media. Hadi, who fled to Riyadh earlier this year, sent a letter to Saudi Arabia's King Salman Friday asking for the pause to allow delivery and distribution of the maximum amount of humanitarian and medical aid to the war-torn country. However, the coalition said it also reserved the right to respond to military activity or movement by Shiite Houthi rebels or their allies during the ceasefire. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to port in Palermo, Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to port Saturday aboard a Norwegian vessel. Another group was taken to the southeastern Sicilian town of Pozzallo aboard an Irish Navy patrol ship. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the ship's captain.
We rescued 30 women, 14 children, and the rest were males. We then proceeded to a position near Lampedusa where we took on board over 100 migrants from the Italian Coast Guard.
The latest arrivals come just days after some 40 African migrants were reported to have drowned at sea after their inflatable boat sank near the Libyan coast on Thursday. Heavy rains continued to pelt saturated northern Pakistan, where the bodies of another 24 flood victims were discovered early Saturday. 42 people have died since monsoon-driven flooding began Sunday in parts of that country. Severe weather has wiped out homes, roads, and bridges and affected at least 250,000 people throughout the country. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.